I'm looking at a tweet here from Jared Beath, who says, "My supporters shirt arrived today. Happy days. Hashtag FC Slutz." Can he, there he is with a selfie, oh, sporting it. The FC Slutz colours, a T-shirt. "We all love FK Slutz," it says. Mossy, have you got one
what
of these?
What are colours, Mido?
Good morning, boys. You sure that's not Robbie Spader with a mask on?
The colours are blue, green and white, I guess you'd
blue,
say.
Blue, green and white. Nice. There you go.
Yeah.
Green with envy.
Yeah, well, they didn't get us up on our multi last week, Mossy.
No, they let us down. I've got Laurie Daly in my sights for that. Apparently, I copped the blame for it on air yesterday. But
yeah, you did, Mossy.
I think the day before as well.
Loz gave it to you.
The question in retort to that is, the last time Robbie Slater invested in a club, it fell over. Just ask me about Northern Spirit back in the old
days. Mossy, what have you done? You've created a monster. You know tomorrow the reply, what it's going to be.
Loz, listen, all I've done is awoken a monster because you know he already is one, so.
Jeez, off the long run. Now, Mossy, a report has just surfaced today concerning the Central Coast Mariners, who I know you obviously have a great affiliation with, and a possible move to Brookvale Oval.
Yeah, it's a little bit Groundhog Day, Mido, to be honest, because the owner, Mike Charlesworth, since he's taken over, he's talked about moving to Canberra, talked about moving to North Sydney Oval. There was talks of games when I was in charge at Brookvale Oval that didn't go ahead at the time. And now there's talks about a permanent move to Brookvale Oval. So, look, it'll get the fans offside. There's no doubt about that. The average gate at Gosford Stadium's dropped from about 8,000 to 5,000. They're in line for their probably fourth wooden spoon in six. So I guess from his point of view, he's thinking something has to change. If I was in charge of the club, the thing I'd change is investing in the team and investing in the community up there. And unfortunately, there's been since Peter Turnbull relinquished ownership to Mike Charlesworth, back in 2013, I think it was, there's been a real disconnect with the community. And when you run a regional club, that is absolutely key, is to connect with your community, make them feel a part of the club and invest in the football team.
Mossy, what about Hyundai pulling out after 15 years, major sponsorship gone from the A-League? Is that going to create a huge hole for the A-League?
Yeah, look, of course it will, Clarkie. You never like to see a major sponsor like that. And due respect to Hyundai, they've done a brilliant job from day one of the A-League. So, you know, it's very sad if that does get confirmed, which all reports are that it will be confirmed in the coming weeks. But, look, it's sort of been on the brink, I guess, a little bit like the Fox Sports, you know, being the broadcast partner. There's a lot of rumours that have been swirling for a while. But I'm a big half full glass man. I just see things like this as an opportunity to move forward, you know, in a different direction. And you know, we all know that some things don't last forever, and this is one of those. But I'm very confident in James Johnson and the management team that he's putting together. I've had several meetings with him, both officially and unofficially, and I'm really confident in the direction he's taking the game, and I think he's really got the boardroom now, you know, to take anyone on and come up with good solutions for the game. So I think we're in pretty safe hands.
Yeah, I love finding out, Mossy, about, you know, from old players who they believe were great players and who their heroes were, and you know, people that have played a massive role in their sport. And I see Bozza's created a bit of debate because he's announced his top four Australian football heroes and he's left Timmy Cahill off the list.
Yeah, well, if you're going to create headlines, that's the way to do it, isn't it, Loz? Leave Timmy Cahill out. Look, he went with Raleigh Rasic, Johnny Warren, Mark Viduka and Harry Kuehl. And look, there's a lot of people that wouldn't argue that. Raleigh Rasic was the first Australian Socceroos coach to take us to the World Cup in 1974. Johnny Warren was Johnny Warren, you know, captain of the Socceroos, and obviously was an unbelievable ambassador for our game. And really, in a lot of ways, publicly shaped the future direction of Australian football. You know, played a huge role in that. Mark Viduka, for me, is still Probably our best ever export, the way he played the game. And I know he didn't score a lot of goals for the Socceroos, but everyone has to remember he played in a system where it was a lone striker for much of his international career with us. So, you know, what he brought to the team and how he brought other players in to games was phenomenal. And he was a great leader, a very unassuming leader as a captain at that 2006 World Cup. I would have Timmy in there ahead of Harry, not on ability, but just on what Timmy brought to the national team, what he brought to Australian football. Always put his country ahead of his club, whereas it could be argued Harry didn't on occasion. But I would have Timmy in there ahead of Harry if it was me. List, or putting that list together, but. Bozza is Bozza, and you know, he's got a great voice in the game, and he really does stir emotion and stirs debate. I love it.
Mossy, I'm starting to get the feeling that the Premier League season could be abandoned. What do you think?
It depends who you listen to. If you listen to the EPL or if you listen to the English government, you know, it's sort of seesawing every day. I think we've said this before, but as Liverpool fans, I'm desperate to see it resume. But I certainly wouldn't be putting my house on it. It's changing every day. But some of the, I guess if you're at the top of the table, they want the season to go ahead. If you're down the bottom of the table, they don't want the season to go ahead. Whether they play at neutral grounds, whether they play at, at use all the stadiums, who knows? I think the final decision really rests with the government and how they relax restrictions. If that happens, then I think any league around the world that can finish it should finish it.
Got any tips for the weekend?
Oh, mate, I've got plenty. Where do you want to go?
Let's go to the Bundesliga.
Bundesliga, mate, I've got three multis for you. I've got Bundesliga, jeez. I've got K-League, and I've got Belarus. Let's go. We'll whip through them. Dortmund into Bayern into Borussia Mönchengladbach. Say that, Loz.
I can't.
The multi's paying $4.20. So Dortmund into Bayern Munich into Borussia Mönchengladbach. Let's go across to Korea. I've got Suwon, of course, with Adam Taggart leading the line there. No Terry Antonis this weekend, but Suwon to beat Ulsan Hyundai. And a draw with Brandon O'Neill's Pohang Steelers away to Daeju. That's paying $11.90.
Beauty.
Suwon into a draw, Daeju the Pohang Steelers. And let's go to our favourite. Come on, over we go. Belarus, Bate will beat Slutsk. Of course they will. Slutsk paying $7.60 in second spot against Bate in top spot. So that should be a ripper of a game. But Bate, short odds, $1.28. And then I think Energetic will beat Dynamo Brest. And that's paying about $4.70.
Right. So the Bundesliga of treble, $4.20. K-League multi, $11.90. And the Belarus multi, $4.70.
There it is, Middo.
Keep an eye on that on our socials. I'll try and recap them before the end of the show. But Mossy, love having you on as always.
It's a pleasure, boys. Have a great day.